Vi præsenterer iværksættetimen i samarbejde med Ringkøbing Skjern Erhvervsråd. Studieværten er Søren Lønholdt.
Velkommen til iværksættetimen. Min gæst i dag er Daniel Scarlett, og denne udsendelse den bliver på engelsk. Welcome to Daniel. I'm glad you could make it. Can you please tell me and the audience about yourself and your business, please?
Hi, my name is Daniel Gabriel Scarlett. I'm from Romania and I live here in Denmark, in Videbæk.
Yeah.
And I have an office for my business in Skjern.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Yes, my business is a full digital marketing agency.
Yeah.
And we help businesses to be found online.
Okay, nice. What inspired you to be an entrepreneur?
I started as a hobby, first time, because I like it. I learned a lot of things, and easy. All of my friends, they learned that I'm an IT guy or something like that, and they ask me every time, "What are you doing?" And I say, "I learn about marketing, SEO, websites," and they say, "Ah, okay, I have also a business. Can you help me to make a website or something like that?" And I start making a website for friends, and I see that they start recommend me every time, and I said, "I have to start a business." From here.
Nice. Was there any challenges in the start when you started your business? Did you have any challenges?
Yes, when you start a business, when you start collecting money and everything, you have to pay taxes. So you have to learn how to pay these taxes, how to calculate them and everything. So it's hard at the beginning if you don't have any idea or something like that. I started myself when I had an Enkelman first time.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't so much about taxes. Because you have 50,000 kroner per year without taxes. But if you going up, you have to switch to APS or other company. And then you need an account, or you can make it yourself if you want to learn it about it. But the problem is, if you make a mistake or something like that, you have to pay a lot of money to the taxes. So it's much better, in my opinion, to have an accountant to make all the
definitely. How did you finance your business in the start?
You collected, you saved some money at the start.
Yeah.
And then when you move it, for example, from Enkelman to APS, you already have some money because you save it.
Yeah.
So first time, couple years ago, it was 40,000 kroner to open an APS, but now it's much cheaper. It's half. It's 30,000 kroner to start an APS.
So, has there been any lessons along the way since you started your business? What did you learn? Have you learned something from being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, you learn a lot of things. Every day you learn about business.
Can you describe some of the things you learned
about my exactly business?
Yeah.
You learn about the changes that Google make it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn about design because you have to adapt. Like many years ago, you didn't need to optimize the website for phones, for tablets, for everything. It was only for the computer. It was much simpler. But this day, you have to focus more on the tablets and the phones, because almost 80% of people, they look on the website from mobile or tablets.
Yeah.
They don't look anymore from computers.
Oh, that's correct. Can you tell me some success stories from your business?
Yeah, the most successful project is the last one. We meet like in November.
Yeah.
It's a Danish company, it's close to Copenhagen, and they say weight blankets.
Okay.
We started at the beginning like a small project, because they needed some help with backlinks.
Yeah.
And from then, they asked me if I can help them with other things, to analyze the website, if they have a problem. I have analyzed the website and I found many problems. And I say to them, we have to fix this if you want to grow up more, to make more sales and everything. And they say, yeah, because I see you make a good job, we can try that.
Yeah.
And one by one, we fix them, they start to make sales, now they are happy, and they say to go to the next level. They say, maybe we can change the design of the website.
Mm.
And I recommend them to not use WordPress anymore.
Okay.
And I recommend them to change to the custom website with next JavaScript to make it all the website.
Mm.
So the website will load like in half of the second.
Mm.
Will be instantly. Like now, sometimes if you have a bad internet or something like that, it takes a couple of seconds to load the website.
Yeah.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
And now we hope from September to finish the website and start more sales.
Oh, that's nice. Did you have any mentors or some people you could ask for advice that has helped you along the way?
At the beginning, when I started, like maybe 20 years ago, when Google it was small, we can't find anything, and I learned it myself, everything.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning, I started with gaming. Because I was a child in that period, I played a lot of games to make money. And I said, why to not make a website for this game I play? I started to make a website for that game. I played Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
And from there, I started with music. In that period, it wasn't YouTube.
Mm.
So I making money with music. And then I made the website like Flash Games, if you remember.
Yeah.
You played on the browser.
Yeah.
Like Miniclip and all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I had two websites like this. I made some money with them. And then the other friends, they hear that I make websites. So from there, he started to make a business.
Yeah.
But not official, because in that period I was in Greece.
Ah, okay.
And then I moved here. And then okay. So I had also a business in Greece when I was young.
Yeah. How important is network?
In my opinion, network, I think it's one of the most important part. Because if you make a good job and you have relations, they can recommend you everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can have a lot of clients.
Yeah.
But you have to also be good at what you do.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was actually my next question, is how do you promote your business?
I don't promote anywhere. It's just word of mouth.
Yeah, okay.
Because I make a good job.
Yeah.
All the other people, they recommend to
other people. That's a nice way to do it, actually. So which social media platform do you use the most?
The first one I use the most, it's LinkedIn.
Yeah.
For connection, businesses and everything.
That make good sense. Also because on LinkedIn, it's only businesses, or the majority of them is businesses. So it makes good sense.
Exactly. And Facebook just for talking with friends and this kind of one.
Yeah. How do you balance your work or your passion with your family?
I try to find the best. For example, work, it's work.
Yeah.
From the morning until evening, 4 o'clock or something like that. And then only with family. I don't answer emails, phones or something like that. And I think it's close because we have to focus also on the family.
How important is it that your family stands behind you and supports you about your passion?
I think it's very important also to have a support for the family.
Yeah.
To believe in you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. How do you avoid to get burned out or get stressed?
Yeah, sometimes it's happening, but to pass these periods, I make a little sport. Running, stretching, because you need to. You can't stay only on the chair
no.
because you'll start having problem with the back and all that stuff. And I also playing games.
Yeah, okay. So you still play Counter-Strike?
Yeah, I still play Counter-Strike, yeah.
That's nice. So I have some questions about the future. What future plans do you have for your business? I mean, do you want to expand all over Denmark, Europe, USA, Asia, or do you just want to keep it small and simple?
I already have clients almost all around the world, but not so many, and I don't want to make it like a very big company with millions.
Yeah.
In earnings or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just an amount to be happy to have a salary.
Yeah. I have another question about future. Where do you see your business in 5-10 years from now?
Maybe a little bigger than now, maybe to hire 2-3 more people to help me a little.
Yeah.
But not bigger. I don't want to make millions and all this stuff.
Okay.
I want just to be happy and to make it with pleasure, because when you are going up and up, you can't control everything.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Now I'm controlling, and I know that everything it's how I want.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. If some people sit out there and they think they have the world's best idea, do you have any advice or tips for them?
Yes, go for it, but you also have to love it.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think only about money. Money, they're coming after.
Yeah.
If you make it with pleasure, you make a good job, money will come, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely also think you need to be passionate about it. If it's just the money that drives you, that would not keep you along. If people want to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you, Daniel? Can you can you say your web address so maybe people can get in contact with you?
Yes, they can contact us on the website.
Yeah.
Staraco.agency.
Uh-huh.
Or at our office in Skern. It's close to Superbrugsen.
Okay.
Or by phone.
Okay, cool. That would be all for me, Daniel. I'm very happy you could make it, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And I also want to say thank you to our listeners. Have a very good evening.
Du har lyttet til iværksætterteamen, lavet i samarbejde med Ringkøbing Skjern Erhvervsråd.